And welcome to the Sportscast, April 3rd, 2018. March Madness came to a close last night. Michigan beating Villanova beating Michigan 79-62. One of the most dominating college teams I've seen in recent history. And we got Ty Turner with us today. Hey, Ty.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. It's I honestly saw the first half. I had a business meeting in the second half, so I did not see much. But what did you see last night?
Villanova. I was, you know, it might end. But I mean, when I saw them play during the season, I'm like, they're just really good, and they were just good at pretty much every position. And then when I saw them play in the tournament, I was like, I don't think they're gonna lose. But, you know, I kept on, like, I'm just not a Villanova fan, I'll be honest. I'm not. So I was trying to convince someone to beat them, and I took Michigan over them in the finals when the Final Four happened. But I knew that Michigan was going to have to play a really, really good game, and Villanova was going to have to play not a great game. And the thing was, last night, Villanova didn't play that good. I mean, they missed a lot more shots. They didn't play even near as good as they did against Kansas. If they would have played like they did against Kansas, it would have been like 120 to like 60. It would have been the biggest blow in the history of the NCAA finals, probably. But they're just good. I mean, at every position, I mean, I can't say his name very good, but is DeAscenzo? How do you pronounce it?
From the Michigan roster?
No. The Villanova six man, the guard. DeAscenzo?
Let me see and pull that up. I know bad basketball. I totally failed this one. Let me see. Basketball squad, we have
Dante DiVincenzo. He was, I mean, he last night, he had 32 points.
Yeah, Dante DiVincenzo, guard.
He won the MVP of the Final Four. He had 32 points. He had several block shots. He had several steals. I mean, just a guy that he was there offensively, defensively, making just, I don't know how many three-pointers he hit, probably five or six. He just dominated, and he was a sixth man. Because Brunson didn't play that good a game. He got in foul trouble. And then Bridges played very well last night. He's a very good player. He's going to go to the NBA. He's going to be a lottery pick. He can do it all. He can drive, slash, he can shoot three. And then the role players like Spielman and just the whole entire team is just a terrific team. Jay Wright's a terrific coach. I think you'll see pretty much their whole starting lineup be like, they call Nova the new like role player, the colleges that brings role players into the NBA, and I think all the guys that started, or probably the top six guys in Villanova's roster, will end up being role players in the NBA at some point. So,
yeah, Bridges. Bridges had 19 points. He was Vincenzo had 31 points last night. Then Bridges with 19, and the rest were single digits.
Yeah, I mean it was. And I don't. I have to look at that game. Do you have the game stats in front of you?
I have it right in front of me. Yes.
Okay. What did Villanova shoot? What did they shoot from the field?
Yeah. Okay. The field goal. Villanova had 47% field goal percentage to Michigan 43.
Really?
Yeah.
Michigan shot that good, man. I didn't think they did. I mean, I guess they did. Like, they did some good things inside. They had some guys that were able to get inside, like Adore Rockham, was able to take it to the hole. Wagner was inside, made some plays. Matthews was pretty quiet, but he got some inside. But, man, as a whole, it just felt like Michigan couldn't do anything offensively. I liked the Michigan team. It was a good story. They won the Big Ten championship. And, you know, they had last-second victory on that shot by Poole to beat Houston. And then they came back and, you know, they dominated their Sweet 16 game. And then they, you know, didn't play very good against Florida State in the first half, came back won that game. Didn't play good against Loyola for the first, like, 30 minutes, but then came back and won at the end. They were a tough team, but every time I saw Michigan play, they, like, were not a great shooting team, which is unusual. Beilein is a – these teams are known for shooting the three-pointer. And I just didn't think they were that good a shooting team. Any game that I saw them, they missed a lot of outside shots. And they mostly won by just being extremely scrappy, taking, you know, like getting those like kind of takeaway points, like steals and lay-ins and second chances on offensive rebounds and putbacks, like stuff like that. But last night, you know, once again, couldn't hit the outside shot, and they also got killed on the boards inside. And the offensive rebounding by Villanova, really, in the second half, they were just dominating the boards, especially on the offensive side. So, they just were not as good. I mean, Michigan was not even close to it. That was just what it was. And no matter how much I wanted Michigan to win, no matter how much I wanted Beilein to get that national title, it just wasn't happening. Villanova was better, and Villanova was the deserving national champion.
Villanova had a 37% three-point percentage to Michigan 13. Villanova had 12 turnovers. Michigan had 10 turnovers. And
what was the rebounding?
The rebound, Villanova had 38. Michigan had 27.
Well, yeah, 11. And what was – did they say offense, defense?
They don't have it on, let's see. Oh, yeah. The offensive rebounds, Michigan had 6, Villanova had 12, and defensive rebounds, Michigan had 21, Villanova had 26.
Obviously you probably can't compartmentalize the second half, the first half, but the second half, they probably had about 10 of those 12. I mean, and it was the offensive boards in the second half that stopped any kind of momentum Michigan to get to come back at all.
Yeah,
Does it say how many three pointers he hit? He had hit like 5 or 6.
Yes, he actually had 5 to 7 three pointers.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah,
he was just a dagger. I mean, every time he hit a huge three or he would drive, he was almost impossible to stop on the. When he flashed to the rim, I mean, he got so, took it to the hole like several times, and then his defense, he once came from behind and blocked. I think it was Poole's shot, and then once Matthews was taking it to the thing, and he just fronted him and just like stuffed it right back in his face. So whether it was shooting, driving, or defense, DiVincenzo was just terrific in the game. I mean, definitely would deserve the MVP of that Final Four.
Do you think he's going to the NBA?
No, he's not supposed to. I mean, they say he's not going to. They say Brunson is, and they say Bridges is. They're saying he's coming back. I mean, he seems like a guy that could definitely play in the league, but maybe he's not getting high enough grade right now. I don't know why he wouldn't get a good grade. He can shoot. He can handle. He can pass. He can play defense. But, you know, I'm not an NBA scout. So, I believe he's coming back.
Yeah, that is correct. You're not an NBA scout officially yet. Maybe in the future. And for Michigan, Abdur-Rahim had 23 points, Simpson had 10, and Wagner had 16.
And then Wagner had about 9 in the first, 5 minutes. And then after that, he was very quiet.
Ooh.
His best play was in the first 5 minutes. The last 35, you hardly even saw him, actually.
Yeah, that's something that you got to live up to those moments, right, Ty?
Yep, you do, man.
I mean, if you can't edge it out, if you can't have that Michael Jordan moment, if you can't have that LeBron moment, I don't know. Maybe you're not up to it to win a championship.
But at the end of the day, I mean, Michigan just wasn't as good. I mean, like, what was Wagner going to score 40 points? I mean, it is what it is. You know, Villanova was going to have to play very poor.
Yeah.
And Michigan was going to have to play extremely well. Because I think they played 10 times, Villanova was going to win maybe all 10. And at least 9 out of 10. Villanova is the best team in college basketball.
Yeah. That bracket itself was the toughest, and it turned out to be the best.
Yeah, they were the best team. I mean, it's one of those years that you can say the best team won it all. You know, some years you're like, man, the best team didn't win it. Like, the team that got hot latest. You know, I remember a couple of those Kansas teams, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
But they got upset in, like, the 32 or in the Sweet 16. And you knew they were the best team. They just didn't play the best game on the right day. But, like, this year, Villanova was the best team. I mean, probably the second best team was Virginia, who got upset in the very first round. But they probably had the second best from top to bottom lineup. And Duke had a very talented lineup. Like, Duke had the talent that if they could have made the Final Four, they, because of the guys they have that are going to play in the league, like Carter, Trent, and Bagley, they could have had the talent to upset people and possibly win it if they got hot at the right time. But, and I'll tell you what, Duke's going to be good next year. If they have at least a couple of guys come back off this year's team with the recruiting class they bring in, Duke's going to be amazing next year. I mean, you are still playing a lot of freshmen and you just don't know how it's going to gel. But this Duke team is more talented than that Kentucky team that lost in the Final Four. Remember, that was undefeated, that had Carl Anthony Towns and Trey Lyles and Devin Booker and stuff. I think this Duke team is at the very top, more talented than that team. So,
yeah,
look for Duke to be—they're the Vegas favorite already. But then you have Villanova coming back. Villanova will have decent Vincenzo, and they have a couple other guys coming back, and they'll be good. And Kansas will be good. They're bringing back most of their team, and they're bringing back a couple big-time point guards from a recruiting class. And then Gonzaga, my Zags, they bring back pretty much everyone, so they'll be pretty good. So it'll be interesting. Next year will be a good season.
Speak about Carl Anthony Towns, Minnesota might go to the playoffs for the first time in a while.
I was actually watching the game against the Jazz the other night, and they got smoked at home.
Ricky Rubio.
They got smoked. Ricky Rubio was just shooting out of his mind. I think he was 5 for 7 from three. Scored like 25 points. Just talking his Espanol.
That's it.
I've always been a big Ricky Rubio fan. So I'm kind of like, you know, kind of liking the Jazz right now. I was kind of rooting for the Jazz of the Timberwolves, which is funny because I'm Minnesota born and Minnesota raised, but I like that Jazz team.
It's funny how Jazz are still doing good post the Gordon Hayward days.
You know what? Quinn Snyder is a very good coach. I mean, I don't know if you remember him at Missouri, but he was very good at Missouri. And I forgot why he got fired. I think it was I believe it was discrepancies. It wasn't performance. I can't remember if it was academic or personal, but it was not performance based. But he's a very good coach, and he's proven that. He's done very good at Utah, and that is not that talented of roster. You look at it, and you're like, Rudy Gobert is one of the best, especially defensive and probably overall big men in the game. And then Donovan Mitchell is a guy who's a top three rookie, probably will be the runner-up to Ben Simmons in Rookie of the Year. And then you got Rubio, who's better. I mean, he's averaging 13 points a game, which is the highest in his career. And his assists at 5.5 assists is a little down. I think he's a little down with his steals, too. But he still shoots about 85% from the line. And it's his overall field goal percentage is much better. He's shooting about 41-42% from the field. And he's also knocking out some threes. So they're one of those teams that, man, you're kind of like, how are they so good? Because they definitely are not as talented as the other teams in the West. But they're doing their thing. And as far as the Timberwolves, you know, I don't know. They're at, what are they right now? They're in the seventh position, correct?
Yeah.
Are they seventh or eighth? Denver, the Pelicans, battling it out at the bottom.
And they're all within six games. They could be eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Timberwolves roster, and you see Karl-Anthony, best young players, all-star. Jimmy Butler, you know, he's been an all-NBA guy, an all-star. You got Andrew Wiggins, former number one pick, a guy who I don't think he's an all-star yet, but, you know, he has all-star ability. And you got guys like Jamal Crawford and Taj Gibson. Courtney Jang. They have a talented roster. They have Tom Thibodeau as their coach. I think Thibodeau is overrated. I've always thought he was overrated. I think he's a guy that – I think he's good, but – I don't think he's as good as – like, I think Quinn Snyder is better. You give Quinn Snyder a Minnesota Timberwolves roster, guarantee they're in the third position right now in the West.
I always thought Thibs was a good coach. It's just that he had to deal with Derrick Rose, and that was like, we don't know if he's healthy, if he's not healthy, and I think that kind of messed it up, like, in his head.
He's a little overrated. Let's be honest. I mean, like, look at his results as a whole. He's a little overrated, man. I mean, he had a pretty talented Chicago roster, and what he didn't go to an NBA Finals. Granted,
Eastern Conference,
but still, he did. Yeah, and in the Eastern Conference, a bad conference, and with Timberwolves last year, he didn't make the playoffs. This year, he's barely getting into the playoffs, and who knows if he gets in the playoffs? Remember, the Nuggets are still like a game back, and they play the Nuggets this Thursday in Denver. If the Nuggets beat them, who knows? Minnesota, and if they don't make the playoffs, there's time to call it spade a spade. Maybe Thibodeau's a little overrated.
Yeah, right now the standings is a seventh. Well, first is Rockets, Warriors, Blazers, Spurs, Thunder, Jazz, Timberwolves, Pelicans at eighth, then at ninth, Nuggets, then the Clippers. Now, those three teams, 8th, 9th, and 10th, they have like two games difference, two games in the mix.
Who's eighth right now?
Pelicans.
Oh, the Pelicans are eighth.
Yeah.
And how are they like a game behind the Timberwolves?
They're about a game and a half. Actually, sorry, half a game. Half a game.
Oh, half a game.
Okay. Yeah, so it's tight.
Timberwolves lose a couple of games, they might not even make playoffs.
And that's the thing.
Then it's time to, like, really – because he completely gutted the roster, Thibodeau. Because remember, he's the GM of the Timberwolves, too. So he completely gutted the Timberwolves roster. I mean, he got rid of Rubio. He got rid of, Shaz Muhammad. I know he's not a terrific player, but, you know, he got rid of a lot of guys, brought in, like, Gibson brought in. He brought in Rose now. He brought in Jimmy Butler. He brought in Jamal Crawford. So this is definitely completely – brought in Jeff Teague, the point guard. He just got rid of Rubio, brought in Teague. So this is his roster. And he completely transformed, got rid of all the other guys, brought in all his guys. They're not making the playoffs. It's time to say, I mean, what have you done, man? You know, what have you done? Derrick Rose in his heyday, and, you know, you didn't make an NBA Finals, made one conference. So, I don't know. I'm a Minnesota guy, but I'm not. I don't love Tibbs. I don't.
Last time Minnesota went to the playoffs was with Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, like what was that 2001?
Yeah, and they went to the Western Conference Finals, but they lost against the Lakers.
Yeah, they beat the Kings in the second round. I remember that series. Yeah. It's been a while, man. Right now, Minnesota sports teams. Well, we made the NFC Championship, but I'm not a Vikings fan, so I could care less. We made the NFC Championship, and I was so and I loved that for the fourth year in a row. They looked terrible. I mean, like the Vikings are the team that like they look awesome, and then they go to the NFC Championship and play their worst game.
They choke always in the NFC, like back in the day with Culpepper and Moss.
Well, back in the day, they always choked in the Super Bowl. Now they're choking in the NFC Championship. So they're an organization that's a dumpster fire.
We did some fact-checking, and you're right. Cousins is the highest-paid player right now. I mean, highest-paid quarterback.
Over Garoppolo, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
which is absurd.
Yeah, with that money, he has to win something.
Now, are we going to football now?
Yeah, we are. Geno Smith agrees to a one-year deal with the Chargers.
Okay, that he'll be a good third-string guy. I see the depth. I feel the depth there. I mean, he is what he is. He's never done much in the NFL.
He made $2 million as a backup for Eli last year.
Well, of course, the Giants are going to be getting rid of him because they're just how everything. I'm looking up right now the draft, and it's definitely smelling like the Giants are going to draft quarterback.
Yeah, I would.
Even though this, I'm looking at this is mock draft from Charlie Casserly, which is one of the experts over at NFL. He has Darnold first. Second, Saquon Barkley. And then he has Josh Rosen going third, Bradley Chubb fourth to the Browns, fifth, Josh Allen to the Bills, and then Quentin Nelson to the Colts, Minka Fitzpatrick to the Buccaneers seventh, and Denzel Ward. I'm trying to see where my Green Bay Packers are supposed to draft Mike Hughes out of UCF. I've been actually hearing that.
Yeah,
and this guy has Mayfield going to your Dolphins, man.
I'm telling you, a lot of people are saying that he may go to the Dolphins. I'll take him. Bring it. Oh, wait. Sorry, guys. What's up? Yeah, I'm in the middle. Okay.
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's okay. So that guy you're telling me, he didn't pick all quarterbacks in the first five.
I'm trying to read this mock draft, but the reason why you lost me a second ago was I'm having someone call me, and I don't know how to get rid of the person calling me, so I can't read the mock draft. So hold on.
Okay.
Give me like 5 seconds.
Okay. I'll read some news stories while you're searching. Jim Mora says quarterback Rosen needs to be challenged.
Oh, hey, okay. I'm back up. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
This guy, and remember, everyone has their own Hold on 1 second.
I'll read some more headlines. Ex-Cowboys wide receiver Butler headed to the Cardinals. Gronk is pretty certain he'll return, sources said. Which I always keep hearing he is, but I don't know why they he's not sure by now. The Jets claim ex-Raiders tight end Walford off waivers. Butler wanted answers from Pats, didn't ask. And are the Browns a playoff contender after the draft? I think they'll be wild card. Well, maybe wild card or below, a little bit below. And let me know. You ready?
Oh yeah, I'm ready. I was just letting you finish off your headlines.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out of headlines. So
I have. Yep, this guy. Okay, I'm gonna look at a couple different mock drafts. This one, he has four of the top 11 being quarterbacks. He has the first, third, fifth and 11th pick being quarterback. But then we got, I like always seeing a few, and obviously by experts, not some random people. You got Bucky Brooks. He has first pick being a quarterback, third pick being a quarterback. He has doesn't have a quarterback being drafted until the 12th pick by the Bills. I don't know if I agree with this. And then he has the 15th pick being a quarterback. I don't think I agree with that mock draft. There's Saquon Barkley going to the Giants.
I've been hearing that for a while as well. That rumor first started at the beginning and then it kind of faded away. Now it's back.
I'm seeing in every mock draft, I'm going to hit a couple more. These are all on NFL.com.
Because the Giants haven't had a real running back in, for years.
This guy's out of his mind. He is the first pick being Barkley. And then he has Rosen going second, and then he has Mayfield going third, Darnold going fourth. Where does he have Josh Allen going? 12th.
Wow. I did have Barkley going first.
Who's this guy? That's a terrible watch. Okay.
Keep in mind, keep in mind that you have to jot down your prediction draft, your mock draft, the day before or day of the draft, so we can compare and contrast.
Yeah, I am. Right now, off the top of my head, if you want my top 10 right now, I'm going to go Sam Darnold to the Cleveland at number one. Number two, you know what? It does. The more that I think about it, the most talented player in the draft, highest rated prospect, and you still have Eli Manning, and I think they're going to let go of him lightly. It's a tough draft to skip on a quarterback, but then you got, Odell Beckham Jr. and Shepard and stuff at the receiving core. I think Saquon Barkley might go to the Giants. And then I believe it's kind of a foregone conclusion, and we need to talk about him here in a second.
Yeah.
It seems like Josh Rosen's going to go to the Jets. The fourth pick, I think the Browns take Bradley Chubb. Fifth pick, I think the Broncos take. But wait a minute. Did the Bills trade up, or is that just rumors?
That's just rumors. I haven't heard anything official. I will hear it. You hear from me first. I have not.
Yeah, there sounds like a lot of rumors, and I'm going to go with the rumors. I think they want Josh Allen. He seems to make sense there. He's different than Tyrod Taylor. He's the high measurables guy with the high wonderlick and high potential. I think they trade up to five, and I think they draft Josh Allen. And then I think the Colts go with Quentin Nelson for Notre Dame. I think the Buccaneers, I don't know their needs offhand. You know what? I'm gonna look into this a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to finalize it today. But
yeah, I'm just trying to look right now. I think, and I would not be shocked if the Dolphins trade in to the first 10 picks, maybe around like 8 to the Bears, and they draft Mayfield. I would not be very surprised within the top 10 picks, 5 quarterbacks are drafted.
I mean, it has to happen. This is a quarterback year. You cannot seize the opportunity.
Yeah.
So
yeah, next year is just not that. Next year.
Yeah, next year is dry as heck. It's a desert. Said you want to discuss. Jim Mora said quarterback Rosen needs to be challenged. Do you agree with Jim Mora?
Jim Mora's made a couple statements. He first made the statement that the Browns should draft Darnold first, and now he's saying this, making this comment about he clearly is not a huge fan of Josh Rosen, and that was his coach at UCLA, and it brings to the table what you've been hearing about Josh Rosen is that he's entitled. He maybe doesn't love the game. He's not extremely coachable. He's one of those guys that believes he's the smartest guy in the room. He's a guy that, man, he's a buyer. Beware. Buyer beware. I could just see him going to the Jets and, things don't go very well, and New York media starts torching him, and he's like, screw you guys, I'm retiring after like 3 years, because I think he came from a pretty good upbringing. He's from Southern California. I forgot what school. Is he Calabasas, or where did he go to high school? But I believe he came from a pretty upper class upbringing, and having a wild partier that didn't take the game seriously, from like a perspective of like wouldn't watch film, was just getting in trouble with the law and trouble with coaches. And with Rosen, it's not like that. I don't think he'll get in trouble with the law. It's just an attitude. Do you ever know that kid that was just the smartest guy in the room and thought he was better than everyone?
Yep, every classroom has one.
That's Josh Rosen.
And that's why Jim Rome doesn't like him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why yeah.
Moore, Jim Moore. That's Jim Rome. Jim Moore.
Yeah. And that's why the red flags on him is he's just going to be in like, you don't need to teach me. And then when things get tough, is he just going to be like, I'm done. Not like he gets kicked out of the NFL. Not like the NFL has to suspend him for bad behavior, but more like, screw you. I'm going to go back to Bellflower, California and live in a mansion and go do something else. That is what Josh Rosen would be, the red flags with him. So very different than Manziel or even Mayfield. Mayfield's another one. You just don't know if he's going to go out and party and like in a fight with someone because they say he sucks, and then he starts beating them up, and he's like, "Screw you." That's Mayfield. Not like Mayfield loves the game. Mayfield wants to be an NFL quarterback. You just wonder if Josh Rosen really wants to be an NFL quarterback, or if he's kind of like, "I can be an NFL quarterback because I'm good. But I don't really love it that much." That is the Rose. It's so different because red flags are definitely different than most people's red flags.
Exactly. And speaking about Manziel, if he goes to the Pats, he cannot be roommates with Gronk.
Yeah. Oh, he's not. Is he gonna go to the Pats?
Well, you know, it's just rumors. But I don't think he'll end up anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, he has a lot, man. He did some bad. He did some damage in his career.
Anyways, so where do you think Rosen's going to end up? The Jets?
Oh, I've all fired. Yeah, he's going to go to the Jets. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think they're going to. He just seemed to. Yeah. Everyone predicts him there. It'd be a shocker if he doesn't go there. It's where I'm more interested in. Do the Giants go quarterback?
That's a big question. I would say yes. Eli's 37. There's no. It's a no-brainer. Just take it.
So who are they going to draft?
I mean, Allen.
But do they really love Allen? Do you hear a lot about the Giants really loving Allen?
You know, they're very unpredictable. Not unpredictable, but they're quiet. They're very professional, but
trade up to second, because then it seemed like the Giants, if they did draft a quarterback, might draft Josh Rosen. I think there's a lot of signs out there that the Giants just aren't going to go quarterback for whatever reason.
Yeah, I guess they're going to respect Eli.
I could see the Bills going up to second.
They could,
but why? I don't know why the Bills would have to go up second, because if they don't think the Giants are going to draft a quarterback, it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the Jets like Rosen. It seems as if the Browns are just going to draft Darnold. Darnold seems like the safest pick. I'm not in love with him, but it is what it is. Therefore, if the Bills are going to go anywhere, it seems like, and then the fourth pick, if they draft Darnold, they're not going to draft another quarterback at fourth. So that puts the Bills at about fifth. So it seems like the Bills might as well just trade up to fifth. Doesn't make sense to go up to second, because they probably would have to give up more assets.
Yeah.
So why not just go up to fifth, and then that's where you get your guy. It seems like the Bills like Josh Allen.
Yeah, Bills are currently at 12th spot right now.
Yeah, and if they sit at 12, I don't think Allen will be there.
I mean, because they do have A.J. McCarron, but I guess he's not good enough.
AJ McCarron
is the quarterback. Well, they signed him a couple weeks ago.
The Bills, you think that they? No, they're not going to stay with AJ McCarron. Yeah. That guy is extreme backup.
He's a backup.
That's all. Oh yeah, of course they're drafting a quarterback. That's not even a question. Actually, whoever they draft will play right away.
Yeah,
like the Browns brought in Tyrod Taylor. So Taylor, you know, he did some good
question. Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. So Teddy Bridgewater, he has been out for a couple years. He hasn't played very much. But he could play. He could play. I mean, he started. The first couple years, he was pretty good until he had that horrific knee injury in practice. But, you know, he could play. I thought the Jets did someone else, too. I think they have someone else, too. They have Bridgewater, and I think they have another guy.
They have Bryce Petty. They got Christian Hackenberg.
Oh, those guys aren't good. Oh, shit.
They're stringers. Okay.
Rosen could come in and play right away. I mean, he might be a day one starter. I think Tyrod Taylor would be the day one starter over Darnold.
Yeah.
I mean, I think eventually it'll be Darnold. They're not going to draft him number one without not planning to play him. But I think he could learn a little bit. Like, if the Broncos draft, you have Paxton Lynch and Case Keenum that definitely can play, so you can learn behind him. I know you don't love Tannehill, but Tannehill probably still will be the starter.
Yeah, I mean, he'll start this year, but I think we'll start transferring or transitioning now to someone else new, I think.
Or to Mayfield, and that makes sense. So I think it definitely seems like the Miami's going to draft someone. I just don't know exactly who they're going to draft. I know you think it's
Mayfield, I think it's going to be Baker. Baker's coming.
Well, okay. But if, let's say, Allen's on the board, do you think they draft Mayfield over Allen?
No, I think Allen's going to go higher than Mayfield.
Yeah, that's what but I'm just saying, what if, all of a sudden, the Bills don't budge. The Bills don't budge. They stay at 12. You have Darnold go first, you have Rosen go third, and then the other teams just don't think they need a quarterback. You got the Niners, they're not going to draft a quarterback. The Bears, they're not going to draft a quarterback. I don't know who else is drafting up there. The Colts aren't going to draft a quarterback. So you have all those teams, they don't draft quarterbacks. They draft like Fitzpatrick and Nelson and whoever else, Chubb, Davenport. All of a sudden, you get to the 11th pick, and they've only, for some reason, only Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen are off. It's the Dolphins' pick. They have Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield at their disposal. Who do they draft?
Allen. I mean, if it's like between Baker and Allen, I mean, it should be Allen by stats wise.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think there's just, even though Mayfield was just a terrific college quarterback.
Yeah,
I just think being a great pro quarterback, people say Drew Brees. He could be Drew Brees. If he's Drew Brees, I mean, you'll regret not drafting him. But I could also see him being, I'm not going to say Johnny Manziel, but I could see him being, who's a quarterback that was a really good college quarterback that just did not do very well in the NFL? I mean, there's been a lot.
What years?
I'm trying to think of, who's a guy that you might have questioned his size?
I'll name you a few biggest bust quarterbacks, top 50, according to the Bleacher Report. Obviously, the guy from the late 90s was, Mark Krusek. This is getting old. let me go back to number one here.
I'm trying to think of a guy that like a Baker Mayfield, a really, really good college player.
Ryan Leaf?
Didn't turn into a great pro quarterback. Who?
Ryan Leaf?
It's so hard to compare Ryan Leaf and Baker Mayfield.
Jamarcus Russell, we got Art Fleischer.
It's so hard to compare those two.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of them out there.
Mayfield's a different. Like, the best comparison to Mayfield, like, ability-wise, would be like a Manziel.
Yeah.
But actually, Mayfield is not as talented as Manziel. Like, ooh, you look at the measurables at the combine, Manziel ran a, like, I think Mayfield was 4.8, 4.9. Manziel ran a 4.6. Yeah. Also, Manziel outleaped him. He also ran a much quicker shuttle. Like, Manziel, I believe, was a sub-4 pro agility shuttle. So, Manziel is actually a better athlete than Mayfield is. Mayfield's ability-wise does remind me of Drew Brees. But to say he's going to be as good as Drew Brees is, I don't know. I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, Manziel has so much potential. I mean, I used to see him, Texas A&M, and like those games he pulled against Alabama. They were unbelievable.
Yeah, and but Manziel was like Manziel was a very good athlete. I mean, this guy had videos of him lobbing balls off the backboard and jamming. Dunky, and he was only 5'11". So, Manziel was a terrific athlete. Mayfield is not that kind of athlete. Mayfield probably can't dunk. But remember, Drew Brees wasn't that freak athlete. And look who Drew Brees became.
Yeah.
He's a 5'11 guy. He ended up becoming, a 10-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion, offensive MVP. So you just don't know. There's so much that goes into someone being great.
And keep in mind, star quarterbacks never do well in the NFL. The ones that get picked in the fifth round do better.
I mean, they can. I mean, what do you mean?
Like they had, the success rate of Super Bowls or championships, things like that, typically don't really transfer over to the NFL as well.
Oh yeah. No, I understand that. Now, as far as where they're drafted, you still look at most successful quarterbacks, they were drafted pretty high. I know Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round, but Aaron Rodgers was the first round pick. Andrew Luck was the very first pick. Peyton Manning was the very first pick. One of the best quarterbacks out there in the league?
Peyton Manning?
I said Peyton Manning. He was the first pick. I'm trying to think of all the Pro Bowlers. Matt Ryan was the number three pick.
Matty Ice.
Phillip Rivers was the first round pick. Eli Manning was the first pick. So if you still go from team to team, look at the quarterbacks. Look at the quarterbacks that have been Pro Bowlers, MVPs, Super Bowl champions. Joe Flacco was the first round pick. It's still the majority of the guys were first round picks.
Wow. Well,
I mean, they get picked. So Tom Brady is kind of the
rarity.
He's an anomaly. He's an anomaly. There's not that many of them. I mean, most of the time it's like an Alex Smith. So I'm just thinking of all the, there's only a few, like Kirk Cousins was fourth round. Jimmy Garoppolo was second round and Tom Brady was sixth round. But that's three guys. So yeah. More than likely, you will find your future quarterback in the first round.
Well, there you have it.
In 5 years from now, we can come back and discuss this. But I think if you're going to who's the best of the 2018 draft, who are the three best quarterbacks? I think it will be Josh Allen.
And Darnold.
I think it will be not that high on him. But yeah, I'm gonna say Sam Darnold.
Darnold, Baker Mayfield.
I think Mayfield is gonna be someone that underachieves. I think his ability will be what it is.
I think he has a good opportunity to really shine. I think he's gonna do well. I have a good feeling.
I tell you, a guy to watch out for that might go in the first round. He'll probably go in the second round. Is Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State. I always thought he was a very solid quarterback. I thought he played with a high IQ. He has good ability. If he ends up going to Arizona or someone like that,
yeah,
I could see him being one of the top three quarterbacks of this draft. Out of this draft,
he is predicted to go to the Cardinals. So, anyways, Tyler, we could talk all day, but we're running out of time.
Hi, bro.
Quick rapid fire. Has a teacher ever changed your life? And if so, how?
Oh, no.
Which movie you can see again and again?
Which movie?
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
And what is the best thing to have with cheese?
Pasta.
Ty Turner, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
I did. See you later.